from the University of North Carolina, Dr. Dan Patterson.
I come from a part of North Carolina where these singings are not held, have never been held, I think, although they did maybe 100 years ago use the William Walker Southern Harmony, another of these old
Billy
books.
Singing Billy Walker.
That's right, Singing Billy Walker used that Southern Harmony book. You still find people that have those. And they do sing in some places in North Carolina from the Christian Harmony book, which is another of these old books by Singing Billy Walker. But that's pretty weak up there now. And nothing like you hear down here. I didn't even realize when I first got interested in this music that there were singings like this going on. I'd seen the books in libraries and read through them and was interested in folk tunes, and they had wonderful tunes in them, and then got people together and said, let's try singing some of this, and we sang some of it. And then I came down once to visit John Garst, or visit a student who was a friend of John Garst, and the Garst had me over for supper and played some of their tapes and records and told me how to find Hugh McGraw's next singing. And so I went out there. I think you probably even took me out there, John.
I don't remember.
Over to Holly Springs, and that's where I first met Hugh and heard it sung like it ought to be, and it was wonderful. And I've had an interest in it because these tunes hold probably some of the first musical transcriptions of folk tunes, long before, a century before scholars got interested in taking them down, ballads and things like that. These shape note musicians were writing down the tunes, and I was interested in it from that point of view. But it gets to be more than that. After a while, you're just, it grips you, and you love it just for its own sake. Don't care about the scholarship part.